All right, let's talk UFC 190. And after UFC 189 was being discussed as possibly the biggest UFC event of all time, already people are having to reconsider. The event this weekend wasn't of the same overall scale, but the involvement of Ronda Rousey elevated it up into a mainstream attraction, with social media engagement stats released last night suggesting that Ronda and co. generated more than twice the buzz on Twitter during fight night. As for Rousey herself, well, it's becoming tougher to refute any claims that she is the most dominant athlete on the planet right now. She promised to stretch out her fight with Betch Kahaya on Saturday, and considering her last two fights clocked in at 16 and 14 seconds, I guess she made good on that promise. That's because the fight lasted 34 seconds, but the way it ended left the fans and the media open-mouthed in amazement once again. We all knew she could finish the fight with her judo and submission skills almost at will, but what we didn't know was what sort of striking power she possessed. Well, I guess now we know. She stood toe-to-toe with Kahaya, who's known as a bit of a slugger, and not only outstruck the Brazilian, but overwhelmed her to the point that she had her backed up against the fence, and then she knocked her out clean. The way Kahaya fell face-first into the mat was very reminiscent of Mark Hunt's walk-off KO of Roy Nelson last September, and it earned her a $50,000 performance of the night bonus into the bargain. The big question now is what happens next. It sounds like Ronda will be fighting her old rival Misha Tate next, in the third instalment of their long-standing rivalry. But more interesting is the possibility of that fight being on the same card as Jose Aldo versus Conor McGregor, with UFC president Dana White hinting that the two fights could both take place at UFC 194 on December the 5th at Dallas Cowboys' 85,000-seat AT&T Stadium in Texas. Now that would be a way for the UFC to round off 2015. Don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at Simon Head, and you can also follow my stuff online at thesun.co.uk/UFC, as well as in the Sun newspaper every Monday.